Thank you, Nicholas. What a great day this is. It's a great day, first of all, because it is the Lord's Day. It is a day of worship and our opportunity to offer our worship to Him. And that makes it great in and of itself. But to see so many faces here, and as I look out, I see babies. And I see children who are not babies, but were babies just a short time ago. And I see younger folk, teenage, approaching teenage, and I see older folk than them, and I see me. Believe it or not, there's even a couple here or so older than me. And, you know, it's hard to find folks that are older than me still walking around, but there's a few, and I'm glad to see that. But friends, we're here to talk about friends. And, you know, the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We got to start there, don't we? Because Jesus is a friend to everyone, whether they acknowledge it or not, whether they know Him or not, He cares. He cares about you. Jesus is so important in my life. I suppose one of the fears that I used to have when I was younger was the fear of being alone. Anybody ever have that fear? For whatever the reason is, not having my wife anymore, not having my family, being alone. But as I've grown as a Christian, I realize that as long as Jesus is my friend, I will not be alone. Because along with Jesus comes His people. Now Jesus is enough, but God recognizes that we're human beings and we need other human beings. We cannot do well without each other. So God gives us friends. God defines friendship. I want to read here something that I found on the internet, just kind of to break the ice here. Throughout his administration, Abraham Lincoln was a president under fire, especially during the scarring years of the Civil War. And though he knew he would make errors of office, he resolved to never compromise his integrity. So strong was this resolve that he once said, "I desire to conduct the affairs of this administration that if at the end, when I come to lay down the reins of power, I have lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left, and that friend shall be down inside of me." There's a lot to this, that friend inside of me. I have two friends inside of me, and I'm not saying I'm schizophrenic, though I may be, but I do have my own soul, my own spirit down inside of me, and it's important that we be true to ourselves. But I've just spoken of the other friend that lives in me, and that's the Lord, Jesus. And His Spirit testifies with my spirit. He guides my spirit. He makes me better. Because that's what friends do. In my life, I've had many friends, at least what we would call friends, but finding one that stands the test of time is not an easy task. You know what I mean, don't you? You have friends too. There's friends and then there's, you know, real friends. Nicholas just read, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." John 15:13. "For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." It's right here, isn't it? Those kinds of friends, those people, they're hard to find. If you have one or two in a lifetime, you're doing well. Have you ever gotten in a bind, had a major failure in your life? Something just went really wrong, or somehow you just lost your way in life, forgot who you are, forgot where you're going, and found yourself just in a place you don't want to be? Then you know how rare true friendship really is. Your true friends, when you're like that, they show up. They just show up. You don't call them. I mean, it's good to call people. But those friends, they hear. They see. They know something isn't right. And before you know it, they're on your doorstep. And sometimes we don't even want to see them. We get in that state, don't we? That even our real friends we don't want to see. But they show up, true friends. And they're ready to help us. And they don't begin to preach to us and tell us this and tell us that and ask questions. They're just there for us. They want to help. To me, the difference in a true friendship and one who calls himself a friend but is really just an acquaintance, and that's really what most of our friends are, it's fairly easy identified. And really quickly here, I'm going to make 4 points and a lesson will be yours. Here's 4 characteristics of true friendship. Number one, unconditional love. A true friend loves you. See, that's where Jesus loves me. And I have never deserved His love. And I still don't. But He loves me. Jesus loves you too. He cares about you. And you know what? You don't deserve His love either. None of us do. But He's our friend. He loves us anyway. A true friend loves you regardless of what you do. Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus don't approve of everything I do. But His love for me is not dependent upon how I act or what I say or whether I disappoint Him. And boy, have I ever disappointed the Lord in my life. He's still my friend. He hasn't abandoned me, and He never will. He's my friend. He doesn't care what happens in my life. He's still my friend. He doesn't care where my life takes me as far as our friendship goes. Because that's the way real friends are, isn't it? They love you. They love you even when they disapprove of your behavior. And it seems that in this day and age, we're having a hard time with that. We look at people and we don't like the things they say and the things that they do. And so we think that we can't love them. I'm so glad my Lord doesn't do that to me. I'm so glad He doesn't look at me and see how I behave and say, boy, you're just unlovable. And I know that really, without the Holy Spirit, there are unlovable people. But He will help us. On your worst day, on my worst day, whenever that is, I don't know when that is, when you are not fun to be around. Now, we don't have those days, right? I have those days sometimes, but you don't, right? When you are you'd be better off to stay out of my way, right? Well, a true friend doesn't stay out of your way. You know what? They're right there in your face. Not in a bad way. They're in your face because they're your friend. And they say, hey, let's go to lunch. I'm not hungry. Come on, let's go. And then when you get there, they pay for it. True friends, right? Because they care and they know you and they know when something is wrong and they love you and there is no conditions upon that. Number two, unwavering support. This is important to me. I have been wrong so many times in my life, publicly wrong, in worship, in Bible class, wrong. I've talked to people in a way that I shouldn't. I've sinned. And I always know that no matter how wrong that I've been, when I get home, my wife is still going to be my friend. She's not going to say, you know what? You are so embarrassing. I don't want to have any. Now, she has told me that, all right? But she's still my friend. See, that's never in question. You know what I'm saying? That's never the question is whether we're friends. But she will not get in my face unless that's what's needed. See, she knows. But she'll tell me, you know, you really think that's the way you should have said that? Or maybe there's a better way you could have done that. But she supports me is the point. I know that no matter how she comes at me, that she's not against me. Friends are not against you. Even when they say things that might sound like they're against you, they're not against you. Even when you've fallen or they disagree with you completely, a true friend is in your corner. I don't need a friend who changes when I change and who nods when I nod. My shadow does that better. I need a friend who's going to tell me what I need to hear, whether I want to hear it or not. Some friendships, and I have a few, of people that I meet occasionally. And sometimes, or every time I have to say, when it's a particular friend I have in mind, I meet him occasionally. Every time I meet him, I don't know if I'll ever meet him again. you know, if we'll ever meet, because we're both older, you know, we never know whether we're going to meet again. And it's funny, you ever have a friend like that? You don't see them very often, but when you do see them, it's almost like the conversation you were having a year ago, you start having it again when you see them. It's just like, you know, a few minutes had passed. Some friends are like that. Friends are wonderful. We pick up right where we left off. Now, the relationship doesn't diminish with time. True friends are consistent. Number three, we've kind of talked about this already, a willingness to challenge. I need that. You know, you're not really my friend if you just let me run off the cliff, are you? You need to point out that I might be headed in a dangerous direction. Love and support is not ignoring the words that you need to hear. If you love me, you're not going to do that. A true friend makes you better than you would be without them. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17. True friends, it's a two-way street, isn't it? Yeah, they're good for you, but you're good for them too. That's the way it works. True friends will correct you if you need correcting. Proverbs 27:5 says, better is an open rebuke than hidden love. Now, there could be a lot more said if I had time about these things, but friends won't let you hurt yourself or others without intervening. Now, friends will give you a lot of room sometimes, but when they see you're headed in the wrong direction to where you could do damage to yourself or another person or relationship, they're going to tell you that because they are your friend. They won't remain silent, withholding what you need to hear, but it will only be shared in the deepest love. And sometimes those exchanges prompted by love are heated, aren't they? But never is the friendship doubted. A friend is going to provide the challenge that you need to hear. Number four, my last point, full of grace. True friendships are able to weather the sometimes problems of relationships. And that's a reality of relationships. If you have a relationship with anyone of any kind for very long, there'll be some problems in the relationship. It's just inevitable, isn't it? Because two people are not the same. But true friendships can weather that, because true friendships, we talked about forgiving this morning, they know what forgiving is and they know when it's needed. And loving each other, even when it's painful, and sometimes it is. A true friendship isn't one-sided. I've seen that kind of relationship, maybe you have, where one person cares and the other one doesn't. They're not friends. It is a relationship, I suppose, but it's not a good one. Both friends are willing to lay down their life for the other. Now, we talk about this, and when we say lay down your life for another, most of us will never have the opportunity to be tested as to whether we actually would die for another person. But there's another way to lay down your life. It's a way living for another person. Caring about another person more than you care about yourself and being willing to live your whole life for their benefit. That's laying down your life, isn't it? We look for the noble, well, I'll die for you. Will you live for me? Will you live for Christ is the bigger question, isn't it? Grace. Grace is freely and generally given. When we speak of grace, we usually think of God's grace, God's unmerited favor. But friends give each other unmerited favor all the time. I'm your friend. I do good things for you, whether or not you deserve it. It has nothing to do with deserves because you're my friend, right? You need, and I know you need, but you've been pretty hard to get along with lately, right? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Unmerited favor, that's grace. And I extend my grace to my friend. I wish I had a longer list of what I could call true friendships that I've had in my life. Of course, on that list would be Kathy Ann and my boys, you know. They make the list because we've been through life together. That's the way it is with a real friendship, isn't it? It's tested. You go through stuff together. You go through pain together. You go through good times together. And you go through fights together. You just start getting along, right? But you weather it all and you're still friends and you still trust each other. And I can't imagine my life without them. I have a few other relationships that are like that. I would that all of my brother and sister in Christ relationships were like that. But the reality is they're not yet, but they could be. But it takes the both of us working at that kind of a relationship to make that happen. If you have someone who is a true friend, let them know that you love them before the sun goes down. Jesus is your friend. Let him know that you love him before the sun goes down. A friend, this is Jesus, right? A friend is someone who understands your past. We have a Lord that does. Who believes in your future and accepts you just the way you are. You say, well, I'm not good enough. No, you're not. But Jesus is your friend, so you don't need to be good enough. He accepts you like you are and shows you the way to be better. Thank you for your time, brothers and sisters.